Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Health Life Magazine, Two Meals, and Valdosta Health and Wellness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Good evening and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host this on this beautiful Thursday evening. Chase, it's a beautiful Thursday. It's a pleasant ride here today to Valdosta, Georgia, and glad to be here tonight.
Yes, ma'am. It's been a beautiful day today, actually. It feels so good outside with the heat going down.
The weather changing. Well, you know, I'm not really a cold weather kind of person, so, you know, that's I'm not looking forward to the winter months.
I love the cold. That's my favorite time of the year right there.
Really?
I love it when it gets down right into the 30s and the 40s. That's me, though, because I'm hot-natured, so I love the cold.
You
so.
Like the cold?
Well, I love the cold.
I don't really. I'm cold-natured. So, of course, as menopause has progressed with me, I tend to like it a little bit cooler, but really enjoying this pleasant weather today. So just excited about that, but I'm glad I made it here. And had a really good workout today, by
Did
the
you?
Way, with my good friend.
Work out and, your arms, your legs? What'd you
legs,
work out?
Worked out legs. I've got a great training partner, and we had a really good workout today. So
awesome.
How was your workout, Miss Harper?
It was good.
It was good?
It was good.
Are you excited about working out?
I was. Very excited.
I'll see how excited you are come Saturday.
Okay, yeah. Ask me then.
Miss Dina Harper, the owner of Merle Norman down in Tifton, Georgia. So welcome to the studio with us this evening, Dina.
Thank you.
Well, Chase, we've got a great show here tonight. We're going to be talking about several things, but before I get into that, I want to send out a big shout out to Jim and Teresa Adams. Jim Adams had brain surgery, actually. You remember the Adams? They've been on the show with us several times.
Yes, ma'am.
And Jim is doing well. He does not have brain cancer.
Praise God.
Praise
for
God.
That.
So he's still over in Thomasville recovering. So I just want to give a big shout out to Jim and Teresa Adams. Also another big shout out to Candace Livingston, Tracy Livingston, one of our sponsors, Valdosta Health
yes,
and Wellness.
Ma'am.
Her daughter Candace thought she had thyroid cancer, did a biopsy. They suspected it was cancer. So she had that removed right here in Valdosta, Georgia a couple of days ago. And so it was not cancer either. So another
Praise
big
God.
Shout
Thank
out to
That's
the Lord
right.
for that. And so that's very Tracy Livingston, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Candace Livingston, her daughter. So we wish you well and hope you get well soon. So just, you know, you just never know, Chase. Life can throw you a curveball. Candace is very young.
Mm-hmm.
Still in her 20s. Jim is a little bit older, you know, late 40s, I believe. So, but, you know, things can happen and
they
life can,
can
change in a heartbeat.
It really can.
So it's always, I believe that, you know, when you do live a healthy lifestyle, though, I believe that you can ward off some things.
Right.
But not everything. But, you know, I know that the doctors have told me several times that had I not been in as good a shape as I was in, that several things that have happened to me would have been worse.
Right.
So
right.
great reasons to stay healthy. And eat right and eat good. So Dean and I had a great lunch today, by the way, and great restaurant, not here, but in another town nearby. And it was pretty healthy, I think. It was a pretty good lunch.
It was good.
It was a good lunch. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to eat healthy and drink that water and work out. But tonight we're going to be talking about the 10 most hotly debated fitness topics out there. And we're going to also bring some attention to a couple of other popular health, mostly health and wellness topics, too.
Okay.
You know, everybody's got their ideas. Now,
right.
listeners, you know, before we get into all this tonight, Joe Pate will be joining us. My co-host will be joining us here just shortly. But before we get into this tonight, you know, you take this information that you have, that we give you, and you look it up yourself. You discover what's working, what's going to work for you, and what's not going to work for you. And some of these topics that we're going to talk about tonight requires testing. So you may need to have some blood work done. So, you know, you just take the information we throw out there to you, and you try to apply it to your life. This is not, I mean, you know, everybody's got their opinions, and I'm certainly going to be giving you mine. Me and Joe and Dina will be giving you our opinions tonight on some of these hot topics, because different things work for different people at
Right.
different times of your life. And I think that's something that I had to learn. When I was in my 20s, some things worked great. When I'm in my 30s, they worked great. But, you know, as I got older, I had to make changes, you know, mm-hmm. and everything that worked for me in my 20s does not work for me now in my late 50s.
Right.
So, you know, kind of take this information and learn to apply it. I'm asking your callers out there, listeners, if you please call in tonight. We are taking call-ins tonight, 241-1059. Anything that you hear us talking about, if you have a particular subject you want to talk about, please feel free to call us tonight, 241-1059. We'd love to hear you call in and give us your opinions and your tell us your fitness story. So please feel free, any night that we're here on the air live, please feel free to call us at 241-1059. So Joe is on the way with smoothies from Smoothie King. She said she also has some snacks, too, so we'll see what she's bringing us tonight. Where Smoothie King is going to be open right over here behind us soon.
That's right.
Soon,
that's right.
In December, I think Joe said. So we're very excited about that.
Yes.
Of course, I do enjoy the Smoothie King over in Tifton. And, of course, they have one in Thomasville and one all the way across off perimeter over there here in Valdosta. So, well, Chase, football season's been in high gear.
Ooh, it's my subject.
It's your subject. It's your subject. And that was the game of the week last Friday night.
Oh, my Lord. Did you go to it?
No. Our son plays for Irwin County. Now, Irwin County
is number one
in the state right now in single A.
Wow. They're undefeated?
They're undefeated.
Yes.
And,
there you go.
Irwin County, our son, Justin, was on the front page of the sports section in Tifton.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we were
awesome.
Excited about that, yes, of course. But that Lowndes-Tifton game,
my son Cole was
texting us back and forth as we were over in Lakeland, Georgia. But he was texting us, and man, that was, I guess you were there.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, I was there.
It was tit for tat. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Back and forth the whole game.
Right there at the very end. But now, is Tifton that good this year?
Tifton has some speed this year. One of their wide receivers, Rashad Bateman, I don't know if you hear people talking about
him. Yes, he is my good friend's godchild.
He is.
So I heard all about Rashad Monday night because the twins turned 21. My twins turned 21.
That's
Happy birthday, Colin Kaler, belated, from Fit Talk Radio. But she was talking about Rashad, and he's going to signed to Minnesota, right. But now
PJ
all the big
Fleck.
Girls. Right. So Rashad was just awesome, I heard.
You hear people talk about how good he is, how fast he is, but you never really know and understand how good he is until you see it in person.
Wow.
We had five of our defensive backs corral him, and he got away from all of them. He is so fast, and his agility is just ridiculous. He's so swift when he runs, if that even makes sense. But his speed is for real. And I think Tiff County has a good chance of going deep into the playoffs this year. They really do.
I hope so. It's been a long time since we've had a great season like that. I go back to the Brody years because that's where I came in, the Brody years. I was there. Brody Field, that's right. Coach Brody was my coach, and his wife, Miss Ginger, was my cheerleading coach. And, of course, we go way back, and that was my senior year was the first year that Brody came to Tifton.
Wow.
And that was in 76-77. So go way back. Well, good luck to Tifton, and certainly good luck to Lowndes. They are, of course, my son's alma mater, Christian's alma mater, so we always hope that they do well.
Playing in Camden County this Friday.
This Friday in Camden?
Yes. And then Tift, I don't know if it's at Tift or at Colquitt, but they're playing Colquitt this Friday, so that'll be a good one for sure. I want to go to that game, but man, but we got some good Region 1 7A matchups this Friday for sure.
Oh, wow.
So it's... I think this Friday will determine who is out of the playoffs for Region 1. This Friday will determine that.
Okay. We want to give a big shout-out to Meg DuBois. She's about to give birth to Chadwick's new little baby.
Wow.
So we're excited about that.
Yes.
So Chadwick, I had asked him to call in, but he's very busy. So the baby is coming,
That's
and he's
right.
cracking
Understand.
The whip in his kitchen, picking up all those dew meals that we're going to all enjoy next week. So I knew that baby Chadwick was on the way, so just a message from him. So Chadwick and Meg, we be praying for you and thinking about you guys.
Yes.
Excited about that new baby coming.
Yep.
And cook us up something good in the kitchen. So anyway, if you don't know about Dew Meals, you can look them up online. They have great menus, great fruit food, great variety, and they taste good, don't they, Dina?
They do taste good.
You are one of Chadwick's customers, and this was some of the best food I've ever tasted.
Yes, it was.
to be healthy and good.
Yeah, exactly. Or
most of it is organic, and it's just delicious. He's a very, very
it's
good
really
cook.
Good.
So, well, Chase, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment, and we'll be back, and we'll be talking about the 10 most hotly debated fitness topics that everybody talks about, and we'll try to find out some answers. If you have any questions, if you have some answers to any of these topics that we're going to talk about or would like to join in our conversation here tonight, listeners, please call us at 241-1059, and we'll take your call right here at Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Do Work! It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. Do Work!
You could win $500 in cash for losing the most weight, BMI, and measurements.
Woo! Awesome!
Do Meal is bringing you the 90-Day Do Work Challenge. Win weekly prizes like massage gift certificates to Mindful Massage, gym memberships, and car detailing from Preferred Mobile Detailing.
Do Work!
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
To stay qualified in the Do Work Challenge, you must do weekly random acts of kindness and post to social media with hashtag Do Work. That's hashtag D-U-W-E-R-K.
Do Work.
Well, are you going to talk about it or are you going to do it?
Let's get busy.
Do Work.
Do Work.
It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. For more info on the Do Work 90-Day Challenge, go to the Do Meals Facebook page. Do Work.
Do Work.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and welcome tonight. Like I said again, we are taking callers tonight, so please, if you're listening out there and you have a question or you have would like to join in on our debate here tonight, you're welcome to call in 241-1059 right here at Fit Talk Radio. Well, you know, fitness is all the rage, and there are more because of social media, Chase. There are so many trainers out there, nutritionists, people getting in on the fitness craze.
Right.
And, you know, there's questions and debates about what is good, what is not good,
right.
You know, what is right. And let me tell you, listeners, you've got to find out what works for you. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's metabolism is different. What people like to eat is different. You know, so that's one of the reasons why I like Do Meals is because, you know, with Chad, you've got a variety. You know, it's
right.
not like, I know Jenny Craig and some of these other ones, and I know, Dana, you've done Jenny Craig and done well on it.
I did.
You know, you really like Jenny Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for Jenny Craig, but that's, you know, that's, hey, you know, here you go. How much weight did you lose on Jenny Craig?
Probably 15 pounds.
Okay, we'll see.
Quick.
Quick, there
wow.
you go. So, you know, it worked for her. It wouldn't work for me, you know.
Right.
But I like being able to choose fresh food every week, like from Chadwick. So I like that. But you've got to find what works for you.
Exactly.
You know, not everybody can go to a gym, although I highly suggest it. I like the gym atmosphere. I've been in it for 40 years of my life. I love the gym atmosphere. But a lot of people don't like the gym atmosphere. You can get a great functional training workout at home. Dana, you
right.
can vouch for that. You know, you've trained at home, at your business, you know, without going to the gym. But there comes a point where functional training may not be enough.
Right.
So then you need the gym. Okay, do you need a trainer? I mean, you know, not everybody needs a trainer.
Just depends on what motivates you.
Depends
you know?
On what motivates you.
Yeah.
Dana, you can, you know, you need a trainer.
I do.
You always have needed
I
a
do.
Trainer. You know, so that is, everybody's different. So you've got to take
right.
what we're talking about tonight and decide for yourself. And you may have to do some studying. I tell Dina all the time, you know, you go look it up yourself. You know, you don't take my word for it. You know, this is my experience. This is what I've done, as I have in the past with all my clients. But, you know, being in this industry for 40 years, you know, some of these debates have been around for a long time.
Right.
But you just got to take it. You know, fitness professionals, they take a stand. There's some people just believe in a low carb, high fat diet. Some people believe in a macro count plan. Some people believe in a calorie count plan, you know, but you guys, it turns out, you know, you're just going to have to go through that social media wall and find what works for you. And it might take you several different tries finding what works for you.
Right. Like, I'll give you two examples. I don't know if you remember, I told you there was my mom's coworker. He got up every morning before work and started walking every morning.
Right.
Lost 20-something pounds in a few weeks. There's a lady that I work with here at the radio station. She changed her diet, lost 12 pounds. You know, it's anything that works for you. Like you said, you might have to try several things.
Exactly. Joe, welcome to Fit Talk Radio. Glad to see you.
Well, thank you. I'm so sorry I'm late, but traffic, sick babies, but gosh, I am bringing nice, lovely, wonderful smoothies and snacks.
Well, I just told Chase, I wonder what Joe is bringing us tonight.
Well, you know, Chase always gets the Gladiator.
Yes.
Chocolate Gladiator with peanut butter and strawberry. It is such a wonderful meal replacement with 45 grams protein.
That is
and
awesome.
And not much sugar. So he loves that.
Yes, I do.
And Maria, I always bring you the yogurt delight. This time I had him put strawberries in it and left out the sugar and added extra whey protein. So it's wonderful for you.
Okay.
You'll love that.
So this is my skinny one.
Yeah, that's your with skinny.
We've got the extra protein.
Yeah.
And you put strawberries in it today.
Yeah, instead of pineapples. Last week it was pineapples. I just wanted you to try strawberries.
Right.
This time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
get different flavors.
I'm looking forward to it.
And then I have my activator that I love. It's got the Gladiator protein in it. And I it's chocolate and it's got almonds. I just add the almonds to it to give it a little nutty flavor.
You know what?
I like
the strawberry.
You like it?
Yes.
Good.
I might like it better than the pineapple. With the pineapple, I get a little bit of the pineapple pulp in it.
Yes.
But this is very good. This makes it seem like it's got sugar in it.
Yes, it does. Because of the sweetness from the strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I also brought some snacks for everybody because I want everyone to know out there, the listening audience, that we do have protein bars. We have the jerky, ostrich jerky, natural flavor like teriyaki and buffalo wild wing flavor. Mm. You know, and everybody loves their protein. They
right.
want to get their protein. And so this is like low fat, I think, and high protein, these beef jerky sticks. And then the cake bites, it's the On brand.
Mm-hmm.
This one is chocolate frosted donut, 20 grams of protein. And I don't think it hardly has any sugar, like 4 grams of sugar.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I love these. Oh yeah. One
mm-hmm.
bars. My favorite is the Almond Bliss, 1 gram of sugar, mm-hmm. 21 grams.
Is that the one that tastes like an Almond Joy?
Yes.
That's my favorite right
I
there.
I love it. I love that so much. And it's
that is
guilt-free.
That's
and you're
right.
getting your protein. It's a wonderful snack because I'm...
As a matter of fact, just hand that when I'm down here, Joe.
I'm so
starved. Well, like, you know...
I'm starving all the time.
Anybody who needs a quick pick-me-up,
mm-hmm.
who and I hear this all the time, I don't get to eat breakfast. You know,
right.
is breakfast, you know... You know, what is the most important meal of the day? That is one of the topics here. So let's just go on with that because that's what we're talking about tonight. You know... In my opinion, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And
Absolutely.
It's something that you need. So if you can't eat eggs, which I love eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have my 3 eggs,
mm-hmm.
3 egg whites, and 1 egg yolk scrambled.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 slices of bacon almost every morning. That's fat, protein, mm-hmm. no carbs.
Right.
I save my carb for mid-morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning we had yogurt from Chick-fil-A. So, you know, it's got some sugar in it and it's got some calories, but
mm-hmm.
it's got the protein. It's got 12 grams of protein in it.
Right.
But this would be these one bars are a great substitute. 1 gram of sugar and 21 grams of protein.
Right. Absolutely.
So if you don't eat breakfast food,
yeah.
that doesn't mean that you can't eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. You know, find something else. So a lot of people tell me, I'm just not hungry. Well, that's because you haven't taught your body to wake up and be hungry.
Right.
When I start working out, and when you start working out, you start eating those meals every 2 to 3 hours.
You're firing up your metabolism.
You are firing up that metabolism. And, you know, breakfast means you break from your fast.
Exactly.
I don't know if anybody out there knew that, but breakfast means breaking from your fast because you have fasted for 7 or 8 hours during your sleep.
Yeah.
So it's break fast. You're breaking your fast. Breakfast. So there's a little tidbit. So if you have any more tidbits like that, and you want to call in 241-1059, call in. And but yeah, so this is a great bar, this one bar, and I'm gonna have a little snibble, and I'm gonna let Dana taste it. It tastes like an almond joy.
Okay. Well, now I brought one for her to try too.
Okay. So but I want her to try this one.
Okay. I brought the Quest Bar oatmeal chocolate chip.
Oh, that sounds
one
good.
Sugar, 1 gram of sugar, you 20 grams of protein.
Oh, it's okay.
So that really sounds delicious. I grabbed that one because I haven't tried it yet. And I love oatmeal chocolate chip. I love oatmeal anything. But let me see. But anyway, we have a big assortment of snacks at Smoothie King with the protein powders. We've got all kinds of protein bars, all kinds of nuts. Nuts are wonderful snacks. Some chocolate, some just like the trail mix, dried fruit mix, anything you want, we've got it. Gladiator protein, we'll sell you a jug.
There you go.
If you don't want a smoothie, we'll sell you some protein. Whatever you want, we've got it. And we can order it if you don't see it in the store.
That's great.
Yeah.
I remember that because I bought some bars of these from mm-hmm. y'all before because we didn't have them. That's my favorite one. That tastes like an almond joint to me. I really like it.
Great.
All right. Tell us a little bit, since we're on Smoothie King, about the new location. How's that coming?
Well, I believe they are doing the renovations now. I think hopefully we'll be open by December. If not, it'll be the first of the year. But it is in progress. And we are on Target, and we are so excited. We're going to have our drive-through. It's going to be right across from Publix grocery store on Gornto, over here on this side of town. So, you know, we've got the other one on North Oak Street Extension. Unfortunately, we don't have a drive-through there, but that's okay. Just come on in. We got a place for you to sit, drink your smoothie. We've got Wi-Fi there. We're going to have it here. We're going to have snacks, tables, and chairs for you to enjoy yourself and sit around, or you can just drive through and get your smoothie on the go. Whatever
wow,
you like.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we open at 7 a.m. We're open from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday from 9 to 9, and Sunday from 11 to 7. So, you know, we can accommodate whatever your snack, meal replacement, refreshment needs are that's better for you than fast food or that real sugary milkshake or whatever. Get a meal replacement or refreshment.
Now, don't you have a new pumpkin one for the holidays?
We do. We actually do. We have the new Immune Builder Pumpkin Spice Smoothie with organic pumpkin, and it contains more than 300% of daily vitamin C, rich in iron and calcium. And the other flavors are orange and mixed berry, and all of them are 370 calories or less. And they all have the herbal immune enhancer, since it is that time of the year where people are starting to get sick with flu, cold, whatever. So keep taking that, your supplement, or get your vitamin C and build your immune system up. So we want to help you with that, and enjoy pumpkin smoothie if you like pumpkin.
I knew you told us about that one the last time. So that's a stop by Smoothie King. We're excited about that new location though.
Oh, I am too.
We'll be there. Fit Talk will be there for your grand opening.
Wonderful.
Like we were in Thomasville.
Look forward to it.
We certainly should. Well, okay, we talked about breakfast. You know, call in if you have any questions. Please, 241-1059. Another big debate, believe it or not, is whether or not to stretch before, during, or after the workout. Joe, what do you do?
Well, I have to confess, I'm terrible about stretching, but I really feel the need. I do believe everything I watch, like on podcast or whatever, for training, you do need to stretch. You need to warm up. You need to stretch before and after, and even during your exercises, or you're going to be too tight, inflexible, and probably prone to injury, which I have suffered.
My workout partner, Dana, we didn't stretch today. We did stretch after the workout. I remember that.
We did before.
We did before. Yeah, we did warm. And it's the older I get, I find that it is very, very important to stretch, to warm up those muscles and those joints before I do anything. So I did do it. Static stretching inhibits strength and power production. And should it be avoided at all cost? You know, who knows? You know, static stretching feels good. You know, static means holding it, you know, in that position, stretching it and holding it out. But dynamic stretching following static stretching, you know, whether to do it before or after or whatever, you know, but, you know, static stretching, I've always warmed up, not done a lot of stretching, and then done a static stretching after the workout. That's what I do. But, you definitely need to stretch. You definitely need to warm up the muscles. You definitely need to do a lot of things. You know, don't just, Joe, I mean, I know you're a little bit older too, but, and you may not have any problems, but I can definitely feel it when I don't stretch.
Oh my goodness, me too. I'm like real tight and like I said, inflexible, and it hurts when you start to stretch.
Right, right, sure.
If you don't keep it up, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Another big debate going on right now, believe it or not, is should you squat? To squat or not to squat?
I believe in squats.
I believe in squats too. You know, but as people get older, that barbell squat is not necessarily the answer because it's too much pressure. Most people don't know how to do squats correctly anyway.
Yeah.
But there are so many ways to do a squat.
Yeah.
You can hold dumbbells. You know, you can do air squats. You can do jump squats.
Right.
Landing lightly on your toes. Unless you've got a trainer, unless you are a seasoned athlete or fitness person, you know, a squat is a very difficult exercise to do with a barbell behind your head.
I know.
And you can cause, I can't tell you how many people have told me, I hurt my back. How'd you hurt it? Squatting.
Right.
Had you heard about, I hurt my back squatting.
Right.
You know, so you've got to be very, very careful. But it is a great and wonderful exercise. It's a leg exercise, but it works the whole body and it can get your heart rate up.
It is killer.
So it is a great exercise.
It really is.
You know, but you've really got to be careful with your movements, know how to do it right.
Proper form.
And proper form.
Don't bend your back.
Yeah, I would say just squat. But if you can do nothing else but air squats with your own body weight, just squatting up and down,
right.
I would say do it. Go for it.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of functional trainers, a lot of people who do functional training don't believe in the squat, but I certainly do believe in it. Now, they've got squat machines. You can do things off the Smith machine and do squats that are not, you know.
That's how I do it.
That you don't have to balance that barbell.
Right. I can't handle that barbell.
So I would definitely think to squat. Let's just squat. So everybody do those squats if you possibly can. You know, the squats, and I did them today, that I really enjoy is putting the bands around the legs and doing the jump squats, jumping out and in, jumping out and in. It's a really, and I do it as a compound exercise with, we did it today with a compound exercise with, the hack squat machine.
Uh-huh.
I did. I'm just now getting back to trying to work out and get my body back going after this knee thing. So I'm having to be very careful with that. Okay, we're talking about compound exercises as opposed to isolation exercises. Okay, the big exercises or, you know, isolating. Mm-hmm. You know, so in other words, what is a compound exercise? A squat is a compound exercise. Mm-hmm. A leg extension is an isolating exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so isolation exercises versus compound exercises. The theory is, or the some of the theory out there, and if you're a trainer, if you're a fitness buff, if you want to weigh in on this, but when you're doing compound, when you're doing squats, what are you doing? You're working that quad, the hamstring, the calf muscle.
The glute, everything.
You're working the glute. You're working everything right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. That when you're working those big compound exercises, it is working the smaller muscles. So therefore, you don't have to do isolation exercises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that you need to do them both, personally.
Yeah.
I do hamstrings, as well as quad. But when I squat, and like we did the hack squat today, that was, you know, even though I worked the hamstring doing the hack squat, I went to that hamstring machine and did hamstrings
today.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You know, so, but if you're doing, if you're training for functional training, compound exercises are ideal.
Right.
If you're training for a competition or training for a specific strength in a particular area, then I believe you need to do isolation exercises too.
Well, don't isolation exercises help more with sculpting too?
Well, yes, they can. Yes.
Okay.
Well, it says take the hamstring and the bicep, for instance. They don't change length during a compound lift. Isolation is actually the best way to strengthen them, is to isolate them.
Okay.
But we are working them.
Yeah.
When you do the compound exercises. Right. So, and that's always been kind of a debate among fitness professionals. Bilateral lower body training versus unilateral. You know, lateral is going outside your body. There's nothing like the rush of adrenaline that comes with feeling a heavy load on your back, right? Well, maybe if you're a power lifter, but the regular average person doesn't need that.
Mm-mm.
You know, so unilateral exercises provide the same benefits as their bilateral counterparts. With half the compressive force, you know, it gives you stability, it gives you strength, two-legged squats as opposed to a one-legged bilateral squat. So a one-to-one ratio of unilateral to bilateral lower body exercise is just right. Pair a bilateral knee-dominant exercise with a unilateral hip-dominant exercise, so forth and so on. For instance, a squat with a squat leg lift.
Mm-hmm.
Squat, then a squat leg lift to the side. And I've done those a lot. You can do them with bands. You can do them without bands.
Right.
You can do them with cables. So that's a great way to do those kind of things. High reps versus low reps.
I would say low reps if you're doing heavier weight. Isn't that the kind of the way it goes? And then higher reps if you're doing less weight. I know, like, when I had an injury, I had to do higher reps, less weight to even feel like I was doing anything.
Okay.
Work till exhaustion, you know, like I did like 50 reps or something, you know, but for me to feel like I was really getting anything out of it.
Yeah, it says anything over 6 reps in cardio, as we well know how cardio destroys gains. So you should do anything over 6 reps is cardio. No, that's not right. I mean, in my opinion, that's not right. For maximum muscular development, you need a variety of low reps and high reps.
Mm-hmm.
The rule of thumb out there, the big debate is, if you're trying to build muscle, you do heavier weight and lower reps.
Right.
If you're trying to cut or be lean, you do higher reps with lower intensity,
mm-hmm.
With lower weight. But you know, the thing is that you need a multiple rep range of low, medium, and high, and super high throughout the workout or throughout your workouts. You need to place, in other words, you wouldn't want to go in there every day and do low reps with high weight, because that's too much stress on the muscle, the joint.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, in your workout, you need both. You need a combination of all those.
Right.
I mean, that's my opinion. It's the opinion of most of the people, most of the trainers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things have been debated for years. This is not new. This is not, but, you know, you hear, and a lot of times it depends on, right now I'm doing a lighter weight and higher reps right now because coming off the injury, just like you said, you know, as I get back into my routine, I will, you know, I'll get back into some heavier weight, but
mm-hmm.
you can build muscle and you can cut your body, with doing high reps and lower weight.
You
don't have to do that heavy weight to build muscle.
Right.
I used to think you did. Back in the old days.
Well, you would think so. It kind of makes
back
sense.
Back in the 70s, because that's the way I was trained. The only way you're going to get make gains is to lift heavier.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true.
Right.
That's the science of the body is. Well, Chase, you're quiet over there.
I think.
Yes, ma'am. Just a little bit.
I'm
listening to y'all.
Listen to us. Okay, what, Joe?
I think nutrition has a big,
absolutely,
a big factor. Timing of your nutrition.
Right.
The nutrients and all that you put in your body and muscle recovery, the recovery time, you know, and not doing too much cardio to eat up those muscle gains that you're trying to get. It all depends on what your goal is, really. But it is so debatable. And I think different body types react differently to different types of exercises. I don't know. That's probably a topic of debate as well.
Well, let's talk about this. It kind of leads into that full body lift versus direct core work. Okay. Floor abs and floor routines are, that's for sissies. Squats, deadlifts, pull-ups, overhead presses, they all work your core that you need, right? Do they?
Well, I think if you have proper form, everything works your core. Doesn't all your strength come from your core?
Well, does it? That's another high debate.
I don't know.
A lot of you, yes, it does. A lot of your strength comes from your core. But it's been shown that full body barbell lifts do, in fact, elicit high levels of core activation. Yeah. In other words, you can't lift that barbell over your head or curl it without what? Engaging your midsection,
exactly.
Engaging that core.
That's what I'm saying.
So absolutely, it does work the core. Have you ever seen people that just had six-pack abs and striatus, your intercostals and all? And they said, I've never worked an ab in my life.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Oh, I have. A lot. They don't work abs.
Wow.
That's because they're doing all those other full body lifts, and they're activating their core by doing that. Mm-hmm. So, but I think you do need to throw in some core exercises, I did some of those today. So, I think that is the verdict, really, is that, you can spend 90% of your time doing those full body exercises, but then at the end throw in those few isolation core exercises. So I think that's where I'm gonna leave that one. Well, we're on the debate here, the top 10 most hotly debated fitness topics here this evening with Fit Talk Radio with Chase here in the house and Joe Pate along with Dina Harper. So we're going to take a break and hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to finish this debate up in just a minute. This is 105.9 WBGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Do Work! It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. Do Work!
You could win $500 in cash for losing the most weight, BMI, and measurement.
Woo! Awesome!
Do Meal is bringing you the 90-Day Do Work Challenge. Win weekly prizes like massage gift certificates to Mindful Massage, gym memberships, and car detailing from Preferred Mobile Detailing.
Do Work!
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
To stay qualified in the Do Work Challenge, you must do weekly random acts of kindness and post to social media with hashtag Do Work. That's hashtag D-U-W-E-R-K.
Do Work.
Well, are you going to talk about it or are you going to do it?
Well, let's get busy.
Do Work. Do Work. It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. For more info on the Do Work 90-Day Challenge, go to the Do Meals Facebook page. Do Work.
Do Work.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. You caught me with a bite of a protein cake bite in my mouth there, Chase, but that's okay.
Sorry. We had to get back on.
That's very good. That cake bite's pretty good, too.
I've had them before. I like them. They're really good. I haven't had that flavor, that donut flavor, but if you like donuts.
Protein donut flavor. I really like that.
This beef and elk snack stick is really good. Oh, my gosh.
Glad you like that.
It's better than regular
turkey. I thought you might like that.
Ooh. Well, we're talking about the top 10 most hotly debated fitness topics and what gets people really going. You know, we're talking about spinal flexion and rotation and core stability. You know, the purpose of the core is to prevent motion, not to create it. Is that, you know, that's the debate here. The human spine is like a credit card. Repeatedly bending and twisting it over time will cause it to snap.
That's interesting.
I don't think that's true. I mean, they got a big question mark. I mean, that's why this is a debate thing. You know, it's likely that just any exercise, too much flexion and rotation can be dangerous. It's fair to say, though, that after a few sets of crunches or Russian twist on top of a lot of plenty of stability work, it won't wreck the spine. But now, you know, if you're like me and you have a back injury, or people who it hurts their back to do certain types of flexion movements, don't do them. I mean, just don't do them.
Right.
You know, just, there's so many things that you can do that find that don't hurt your spine. Train primarily for core stability, as sporadically, and hit the glamour muscles, which is, you know, the twisting, the rotation, the Russian twist, so forth and so on. But, you know, you want to do everything you can to protect your back. So, you know, I know for me that stretching and that, like I worked back today too, that helped to open up my back and release the pressure.
Right.
So, you know, you can do spinal flexion, you can do rotation, but the neck is a natural extension of the spine. They say you're not supposed to, unless you're a contortionist and your body has been grown up that way to where you can flex and bend, it is probably better not to, you know, bend backwards, or you're a gymnast or whatever, you know, because you need to protect that spine. So,
well, the key, I think, is in anything is form. If you can learn proper form, you can avoid so much damage, injury.
Absolutely.
Whatever, you know, to yourself. And then if you don't know proper form, that's why it's really important to get a trainer, at least for like, to learn, you know.
To learn the proper
three
form.
Three or four sessions till you learn the right form, you know. Because we get in a hurry, like I get in a hurry sometime and I just don't pay attention and I just start, you know, slinging out weight. And the next thing I know, I've hurt myself or got an achy back or I'm doing nothing.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not doing any good.
Right.
I'm wasting my time.
Right. Exactly.
So.
And you don't need to do that. All right. This is the big debate, and this is probably my big debate right here. Traditional cardio, which means the treadmill, the bike, the elliptical, versus metabolic resistance training versus weightlifting.
I don't do a lot of cardio myself. Rarely any.
Well, I would think not, because if you did much cardio, you'd blow away, Joe.
But I have in the past.
I can almost see through you.
Now, that's not fair.
You look great. Yeah, I mean, in other words, Joe has no body fat. She's zero body fat.
No, I really do. It's just I'm just very petite, so that's all. But I do, and I used to do cardio. And I loved it. I used to run.
Well, we all used to be cardio queens.
Whatever.
I mean,
yeah.
The Jane Fonda craze. If you didn't do that cardio, if I didn't do, you know, 2 hours of cardio a day, at least teach two classes of something a day, I was going to get fat, I thought.
Mm-hmm. I have learned, though, it's like a mixture of everything, including your diet. You got to have proper nutrition. You got to time your meals, and you've got to strength train and, of course, do cardio. I mean, I see people that I don't feel like probably should be on machines doing cardio, but they're up there doing them, and they look phenomenal. I don't see their muscles melting away, you know?
Well, I mean, they will if they're not eating properly and they're not
so
lifting enough.
It's a combination of everything.
Well, the verdict on that is use a mix of metabolic resistance training or weightlifting with appropriate cardio based on your needs. I mean, that's basically what it is. Now, I have found that the older I get, I have to do more cardio.
What about high-intensity cardio? High-intensity training?
That will get your heart rate up.
Yeah. And
it
burns.
Once you get
faster
into an aerobic state, not an anaerobic state, then you are burning fat and calories. I mean, you're in that cardio state.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you're doing that high intensity, if you're doing But you can't do heavy weight when you're doing high intensity.
Right, right. I'm just talking about like on the treadmill or something.
Oh, well, I mean, that's cardio.
Yeah, but you're only on there like 15 minutes. You know, you're like doing 3 minutes of your normal
and then running
resistance.
You're
and
doing
then,
HIIT training.
You know, you blast through like
a minute and a half
or whatever
running.
It is.
Right, okay.
And it.
That's HIIT training, high intensity interval training. Yeah, I mean, that's great, yes. That's very good. But I think you need a combination of both of those.
Yeah.
Advanced monitoring techniques versus a wellness questionnaire. You've got to be able to assess yourself. Okay, you've got to monitor what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest way to get nowhere is to not keep up with what you're doing. It's the same. This is why I explained it to a client a while back. I said, "Listen to me. You know how much money you make, and you keep up with that money. You keep up with how much you're spending, because if you don't keep up with how much you're spending, unless you just have umpteen dozen, you know, you could run out of money or get in trouble." Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the same way with writing down what you eat, keeping up with what you eat, because mm-hmm. you think, "Oh, well, I just had that. You don't realize how calories build up.
That's right.
How they add up quickly before you realize it. Mm-hmm. And I used to not have to do that, but now I have to count my calories. I have to write down or put in my Fitness Pal thing every day, because if I don't, I thought, "Well, I just ate that little piece of cake. Well, I just ate that little thing right there."
Mm-hmm.
It adds up. You're amazed at what I was eating, 600 or 700 calories just right here, there, and yonder.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to monitor yourself. You know, you can take, now you can go through a wellness program, but all you've got to do is write down what you eat, write down your workouts, and stick with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that can help you, your trainer. There are doctors. Now, there are wellness centers that will do this for you now.
Right.
There are apps you can get.
Yeah.
MyFitnessPal. There are all kinds of things on the internet that you can go to get to help you to monitor what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up with, you know, you either plan to succeed or you plan to fail, you know, and you need to have a plan for your fitness program. That includes your nutrition. That includes your supplements. I had a guy called me the other day. He actually messaged me. "Tell me what supplements to take." You know, I said, "What? I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know anything about your body. You know, when's the last time you had your levels done? Blah, blah, blah." You know, I said, "You know, how many times a day or a week are you working out? What are you working out? How are you working out?" You know, his whole plan was just, "Tell me some supplements to take and I'm going to get in the gym and work out." You know, it just doesn't work that way. You have to have a plan. You have to be able to do that. So,
well, everybody's different. Everybody's metabolism is different.
You know, your heart rate variability, your age,
yeah.
You know, what is, you know, one of the things I found, and I'm fixing to order one, I'm going to order me a heart rate monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times I think I'm doing cardio, but unless you're getting that heart rate up there,
right,
you're not really burning any fat. You're not really getting that body into an aerobic state. And that's what you want to do. All right, the last big topic is interval training versus steady state cardio, which we just kind of hit on that.
About,
we just
yeah.
talked about that.
Yeah.
The verdict is an alternative between interval training and steady state cardio. That's what you should do. We already said that.
Right.
You know, train slow, be slow. Steady state cardio makes you skinny fat. No, that doesn't do that. You know, intervals are far more superior when it comes to slimming down,
yeah,
you know, so like you said, Joe, do a minute of running and a minute of walking,
mm-hmm.
a minute of running. Now, Dina, you're not a cardio queen, but you're a treadmill freak.
I am.
When you get on the treadmill, what do you do?
That's exactly what I do. I run maybe a minute and a half, and then I walk, and I do that probably for an hour every time I get on the treadmill.
So, I mean, that's...
And it works for me.
It is. And you've lost how much weight
probably
in the last month?
Probably 13, 15 pounds, maybe.
Quick. In a month,
awesome.
Basically.
I have. Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Great.
Thank
yeah, she
you.
Has really done well with that. That's... I don't know if that's going to work for me, Joe, but I'm going to... I've started on cardio, and I've been doing... But I've only done about 20 minutes to 25 at the time. 20-25 minutes mm-hmm. at a time. Mm-hmm. But on the bike, I found that when at first my heart rate would get up to about 150, now the most I can get it up to is about 130. You know, so it's mm-hmm. not working for me as good.
Yeah.
Have to get harder. The levels have to get harder because mm-hmm. your body adjusts to it. So
that's right.
So I don't know. All right. Well, let's talk about just a few more minutes here. The time has just flown by. It's already 10 till. So this is great. Magnesium, you know, a lot of the things that this is more into wellness, I guess. But did you know that magnesium plays an important role in mitochondrial function? It's one of the least things that people think about when they're taking a supplement. But magnesium, very, very important. As it relates to exercise, it helps to ensure that your muscle cells have the highest oxidative capacity, the ATP energy possible. So magnesium is very, very important. And it's a great, so I have to take it because my thyroid mm-hmm. is off. It's hypothyroid. So magnesium is one thing that I add into my diet. The best way to know if you have mineral deficiencies is to take a blood test.
Right.
And I did
You've
have
done
some.
That.
I do have
at
some.
At the wellness?
Right.
What is
mm-hmm.
it?
Thought I was health and wellness,
health and
yes.
Wellness. Yes.
And therefore, I draw blood every 4 weeks because of my thyroid. Mm-hmm. But mineral deficiencies, people don't realize, can really mess up your plan for losing weight, for gaining muscle. There's potential warning signs. You can go to wellnessfx.com and find out all about how to find out. As a matter of fact, all this came from wellnessfx.com. Okay, do we work out? Now, men just kill me because they will work out those biceps and those triceps and that chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I fuss at my husband. And then they'll have these twig legs.
Yeah.
You know, you need to work every muscle in your body.
That's right, you do.
You need, when it comes to physical activity, you need to work everything. And, you know, that's just a common thing. These people who just work one or two body parts, Chase, don't ever do that. You work your whole body, legs, chest, back, biceps, triceps, calves.
Break it down over a week.
Right. Break it down over a week and do it.
Gotcha.
Hit every body part.
Sure. Low carb, high fat diet.
Hmm.
The nutrition guidelines out there, they need to be updated because if you told them you're going to eat a high fat diet, they'd be screaming at you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Atkins diet is a prime example of how a high fat diet, you can lose weight on a high fat diet.
Right.
No carbs.
No carbs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
but don't
carbs.
You get very, very tired with no carbs? You have to get adjusted to that.
Yeah,
don't you?
I'm sure you do, but you can eat as much as you want. And, you know, but I mean, you can eat green beans and you can eat salad, and that does give you some. But a lot of people I've known have lost a lot of weight on Atkins diet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically a meat diet.
Okay, so, like, are they able to maintain it?
Some of them have, yeah. But a lot of the question is, the great debate is, okay, after I get off the Atkins diet and I start going, am I going to blow up again like a balloon?
Yeah.
And so that's, but there's new evidence that shows that fat is really not the enemy. And I've had to learn that.
Well, the good fats, maybe.
Right,
the
right.
bad fats, heart you know attack, what? Heart attack central.
Jim can believe that I have I have cottage cheese on my pre-contest prep diet. I can eat half a cup of cottage cheese. Not even 2%. I can eat the whole milk cottage cheese if I want to. But, I mean, that used to be an unheard of thing on any kind of contest prep diet.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, we're learning so much more about the good fats. And
absolutely
stuff.
Learning
natural
so much
fats.
More.
Yeah.
We're also learning about the impact of stress and pain, how that high cortisol levels can cause so much damage to the body. It helps you not to lose weight, causes inflammation. When it comes to stress, you know, the stress hormone spike in cortisol is good for short-term stresses, but when you are constantly in a stressful situation at work, at school, in a relationship, in an environment, and I could talk to you about stress and all that, it's too much and your body gets out of balance, the ratio, and you are not going to be able to lose weight.
I can believe that. You'll probably lose sleep.
Lose sleep, right.
All that, yep.
You know, read up on what high cortisol levels can do to your health. Now, mine has been up a little high, but these last 2 months that I've had my blood work done, guess what? They have come way down. So that tells you that I was under a lot of stress.
Yes.
The thyroid, which we have talked, and Tracy Livingston, we'll get her back here just as soon as Candace gets well to talk more about the thyroid. It's the master metabolism gland. And when it doesn't work, I can guarantee you it is like pulling teeth to lose a half a pound or a pound.
Or to even have energy.
And to have it's awful.
Yeah.
This remarkable little gland regulates body temperature, aids in digestion, enhances your thinking. And without the thyroid, our bodies would not be able to convert nutrients into energy. And that's what happens. You become insulin resistant because my body cannot take the sugar and process this to energy. That's why you're so tired.
Wow.
And you said that thyroid, I'm telling you, you all have also have something called the parathyroid on either side of the thyroid. Learned this. That produces certain other hormones that you have to have. So there's a parathyroid on each side of your neck and then your thyroid in the middle that looks like a little butterfly. And that little thing controls everything. That is the craziest thing.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. So you really need to stay. If you're feeling tired, if your hair is trying to fall out, if your lips are getting dry and cracked or your skin is very dry, you need to make sure that you check out and have your thyroid checked out.
Well, a good rule of thumb is everybody needs to have a good wellness check before they start a program, a workout or a diet program.
Absolutely.
I mean, you owe it to yourself. You are worth that. Invest the money to go get your checkup, or some of you get free checkups. You know, depends on your insurance.
Right. We do, and it's wonderful.
Highly, highly, highly recommended, because you want to know what's right for you, and everybody's different. And so if you don't take anything else away from here, go get a checkup.
Make sure that you do understand about testing. Ask the doctor to explain it to you. Don't just go get blood work. And I will say this about Tracy Livingston. I really appreciate her. One of the things that I found out that the medical community, there are certain levels that you're supposed to be in. But just because if it's 30 to 60 and 60 being the high and 30 being the low, if you're in the 30 range and you need to be higher, she treats us for optimal levels to try to get you to the top end rather than the low end, and I appreciate that. And then last but not least is vitamin D. Is a fat soluble vitamin, and you lose it a lot because it'll dissolve in fatty substances. It's a steroid hormone that controls the expression of over 1,000 genes in the body. This means that vitamin D is controlling 1,000 different psychological processes. So even in South Georgia, if you are vitamin D deficient, and there are so many people that are, even though we live in the South, you need to take a vitamin D supplement.
Wow.
So go get those levels tested. You know, go see about them. Make sure and find out what's going on in your body. If you don't understand something, you can Google anything and get help.
That's right.
And then find out what works for you.
Absolutely. So, like, even vitamin D, like stepping out in the sun would help.
But 15 minutes a day.
Yeah. I mean, I know for me, if I take a break and walk out of the office and just get out in the sun for 5 minutes and make a phone call or, you know,
makes whatever. You feel good, doesn't it?
Yes.
It makes me feel wonderful. I mean,
Yes. It's amazing.
I have not been in the sun as much as I used to for the simple reason that there's damaging effects, but I have learned to do just what you're doing. Get out there for 10 or 15 minutes, let your body absorb it, and then I do take a vitamin D3 supplement every day because it's fat soluble. You need it every day.
You're very disciplined.
Just like your B12. Well, Dina saw my pills today.
I did.
She looked at me and shook her head.
That's your lifeline.
Yeah. Had my little pill box, you know, and I have about 12 pills I take every day.
Oh, gosh.
But they're mostly supplements. And the B12 shot every day. Well, I hope y'all gleaned something from that, obviously. But anybody, y'all call in any week. We'd love to have you call in and talk with us and just chat with us. We're right here at Fit Top Ready. We're just trying to give you information to help you become fit and feel better about yourself and your life. And I appreciate Joe being here with us today. Again, we've missed Chadwick. We're looking forward to the new little baby.
Yes.
And excited about that. So, Meg, we're thinking about you and praying for you. And, again, a big shout-out to Teresa and Jim Adams and to Candace Livingston and Tracy. So, Dina, thank you for joining us here tonight on Fit Talk Radio. And, Chase, thank you, man. You're great. And good luck to those those Lowndes guys. Those,
yes, and Tift.
And Tift, that's right. And Erwin County. Looking forward to, we'll be in Osceola tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
With Erwin County. So, but always remember to stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.